Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, as you've come to expect, I have a jam-packed show with loads on the go. There's tons coming up this week and weekend that you don't want to miss out on. I also have two competitions which I'm currently running to give away show tickets, so you want to make sure that you stay tuned to find out what those are, as well as super exclusive one-on-one interviews with some of South Africa's top local fashion designers live from SA Fashion Week, which took place last week at Sandton City. It was absolutely amazing. So do stay tuned for those interviews as well. They are going to be absolutely epic. But first of all, make sure if you haven't got your tickets yet, I think you still have a little bit of time. I'm not sure if they're sold out yet, but WWE Live is in South Africa this weekend, and they've been in Cape Town and they are now heading up to Joburg this weekend. So this is super family friendly events, which is going to feature all your favorite WWE superstars: Titus O'Neil, who I chatted to a couple of weeks ago, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Asuka, Cesaro, Sheamus, and many, many more. And this is going to be absolutely spectacular. So if you love your WWE and you love your wrestling, make sure that you have got your tickets booked. So the dates are the 20th of April, which is Friday, at the Sun Arena in Pretoria, and then the 21st of April, Saturday, at the Ticketpro Dome in Joburg. Shows start at 8 p.m. on both evenings, and the tickets range from 460 through to 1,750 rand, and they are available online at computicket.com. So do make sure you've got your tickets booked to view all your favorite WWE stars live in Jersey and Pretoria. Also coming up this weekend, Garth Taylor celebrating 20 years in the industry. And if you are a Garth Taylor fan, you'll be excited to know that he is going to be doing an awesome kickoff show at the Barnyard Theatre at Gold Reef City in Joburg this Saturday, April 21st. And there are additional tour dates around South Africa that are going to be announced shortly. So if you're not in Joburg and you do want to see Garth, don't worry, he likely will be coming to a city near you soon. So 20 is a showcase of Garth's biggest hits over the years, highlighting his remarkable moments of his career. And it has been a spectacular one. I don't know many local musicians that have lasted 20 years. So Garth has performed on stages and events all around South Africa, as well as treating audiences on international stages as well. And he's open for the likes of Shaggy, Simply Red, Brian McKnight, and Judy Boucher, as well as having shared the stage with some of South Africa's biggest music legends. So tickets for Garth Taylor 20 cost 150 rand per person, and they are available for purchase directly through the Barnyard Theatre at Gold Reef City. You can give the box office a call on 010-593-0833. Or you can head on over to barnyardtheatre.co.za and then just click on the Gold Reef City button. And the show starts at 8 p.m. and is open to all ages. So that is Garth Taylor doing his 20 showcase event. Make sure you don't miss out if you are a Garth Taylor fan or you love all things good South African music. Now, if you're looking for a dining special, because let's be honest, it's the middle of the month, things are tight, then you want to check out the Tsogosan Dine and Vine special that is currently running. I went to go and check it out on Thursday, and I was super, super impressed. So I popped through to one of my favorite restaurants, Aria at Monte Cassino, and discovered this amazing special, which is going to be running until the end of September 2018. So the Dine and Vine promotion allows you to enjoy a succulent steak or a mouthwatering burger, along with a full bottle of fine boutique wine at a super special price at selected Tsogosan hotel restaurants in Gauteng. So what's on offer is the Asian burger, which is a char-grilled double patty. You can get pork, beef, or chicken burger on a pretzel roll with a barbecue bang bang sauce and topped with Asian coleslaw. And obviously there's mayo dip and fries, or you can have the grilled sirloin, which was huge, by the way, on the bone with salsa verde, grilled asparagus, and potatoes, and both meals are paired with a bottle of either the Mimosa Sauvignon Blanc or Mimosa Robertson Shiraz. And the burger meal is 170 Rand per person and the sirloin 290 Rand per person. But the portion sizes are absolutely huge. I had the burger, which was delicious. I couldn't even finish it. So this is a super, super, super spectacular deal and is available only at Luce Restaurant at Southern Sun Hyde Park, Aria at Sun Square Monte Cassino, Punchinello's at Southern Sun Monte Cassino, and Riff's Bar and Grill, which is located in the Garden Court in Sandton City. So you need to obviously book for the Dine and Vine promotion, and I have got all the contact numbers and details on my website, so make sure you head on over to heatherhook.com. Don't forget that everything that I speak about on the show is always online on the website, so you can go and get all your information there, or you can just pop on over to www.tsokosan.com and go check out the Dine and Vine promotion. I think it is fantastic. Now, last week, as most of you who follow me on social media will know, or if you move in fashion circles yourself, it was SA Fashion Week. And oh my goodness gracious, did we blow it out of the ballpark. Yes, my mind was absolutely boggled and I tried to get photos of every single outfit so that I could remember everything. But I have to say, I was particularly impressed with the ranges from Amanda Laird Cherry, Air, brand new or relatively new collection. I absolutely adored their stuff. So beautiful and so flattering for the ladies. Black Coffee, of course, was absolutely amazing, as was Ephemol and Clive Rundle, Gert Johan Kutsia, and one of my favorites, Sun Goddess as well. I really, really, really enjoyed. So I was lucky enough to pop backstage after some of the shows and go and chat with the designers and find out a little bit more about their inspiration for their collections and what we can expect from the spring summer 2018 collections that were on the runway. So let's have a listen as I catch up with some of our local designers. First up, I chatted to designer Jacques Fanavat for Black Coffee to find out a little bit more about what we can expect from Black Coffee for spring summer 2018, as well as his inspiration for the collection.
I called my spring summer collection Orbit. It's very strongly 60s inspired, lots of color, fun pieces, but very modern and easy to wear now. It's also it's a bit of a message about the positivity of social change in the country. The last time this happened was in the 60s in America, where there was a lot of movement for social justice, and it's kind of coming to play in our country at the moment. So it's just kind of a love letter about that to everybody to enjoy it and go with it, and for it to happen.
Go with the ride.
for it to happen nicely and peacefully, and yeah, that's what the show's about.
And inspiration, was it just 60s, that was it? That was your kind of 60s going with the whole, the colors and the...
I called it Orbit because there's so many circles. So a lot of the circular embellishments were carried through on a lot of the garments. I also looked at kind of icons of the 60s, and somebody that stood out for me was Eartha Kitt. She was the first Catwoman on TV. It was a TV show in 1964. Where she
back
was
in
Catwoman.
The days.
And that's actually where her thing came from, which we all know and loved her for. So, and I think... I get the sense that it was also kind of the first like power woman thing.
Okay.
So I wanted the clothes to be strong and powerful, but Eartha's also girly and sexy, so it's not giving up being a girl to be strong.
Powerful, yeah.
So that's the show.
I then caught up with a young, funky, and fashionable Ephraim Molangwane, who is the designer for Ephemol. I absolutely loved his menswear range. Great colors, great prints. And of course, I wanted to find out what his inspiration was for his spring-summer collection.
This collection, it became a third inspiration, because the first one and the second one, I never received my fabrics. I mean, they're still on the road now.
Oh, wow, as we speak.
As we speak.
They're still coming.
They're still coming.
They must
from
be on
overseas.
African time.
Yeah, you know, and I was like, Ephraim, last week alone, I said, you know what, I got to start thinking. This collection that you saw there is a week and a half work.
You put that together in a week and a half?
And with three tailors only.
Oh my goodness, you're amazing.
And some lady in the street who did the old bidding. In the middle of the street of Johannesburg, I found her and I said, lady, I'm going to empower you. You're going to sit with me. She said, I've never done this thing. I said, I'm going to show you how to do it.
And she did it.
And it looked a beautiful work she did. So for me, it's just more like really soul searching to find out who can help me when I'm in a need. Mm-hmm. And the collection became that. Because now I see a lot of pieces that I always asking models, can you wear that? I'll go to the fashion creator people, I said, what do you think of this look? What do you think of that? And then everybody started saying, yes, I like that. No, take that out. And then I put the collection together. And then voila, that happened.
And that's it.
And that's it. And
that's
so I don't follow inspiration. I don't follow trends per se. I look at what people desire and want.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what the man on the street is.
Yes. Hence with the collection, the way I put the collection, I wanted it, because we got such a diversity of men. You know what I mean? Our men are very diverse.
Yes.
And I said, okay, I want every man to find himself within the collection. And I should just feel free. Hence, I even put them in the sneakers to say, you know what? Who cares? Who can wear a suit with and rock with the sneakers?
Yes.
And then people want to be free. People don't want to be confirmed. They just want to be, you know what? They just want to be free. They just want to be themselves. And then that's exactly what I did in the collection.
And last but not least, I got to catch up with Gert Johan Kutsio, who delivered showstopper after showstopper on the runway last week. I was absolutely blown away, and I'm super, super impressed with his brand new collection, which he has done in collaboration with McDonald's South Africa. It is titled the Big Mac 50th Fashion Collection, and all proceeds of this collection will be donated to the Ronald McDonald House Charities, which were implemented in 2013. They opened two Ronald McDonald family rooms at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital in Soweto, and these family rooms offer family members a place to rest and regroup, as well a hot meal and refreshments throughout the time that they're at the hospital caring for their sick babies. And to date, these family rooms have provided support and comfort to more than 50,000 families. And I am super impressed that Gert Johan is going to be donating all of the proceeds of his Big Mac 50th Fashion Collection to the Ronald McDonald House Charities to make a difference. And if you also want to make a difference, look out for the donation boxes in all McDonald's restaurants, and you can place your spare change in there and know that you are making a change in somebody's life or making an impact in somebody's life. Now, first of all, what can we expect from Gert Johan's Big Mac 50th Fashion Collection? Bling, 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 bling. Tinsel coats, sparkly tracksuits, blinged up t-shirts, and of course, served with an urban club culture, effortless style vibe, and edgy streetwear feel to it. These are super cool. You want to get your hands on these guys, I can promise you. So I got to chat to Gert Johan Kutsio and find out a little bit more about his Big Mac 50th Fashion Collection and what we can expect.
This collaboration is all about celebrating the Big Mac 50th. It is such an honor for me as a designer to be able to have a license to play with such big McDonald's iconography. I have rights to make an official McDonald's range that is inspired by club kids, it's inspired by pop culture, it's designed for the millennials. It is funky, it is fresh, it is different. And that is for me the most exciting part of this collection. And of course, it will all be available on my new online store called shopgert.com. And all the proceeds of the collection will be going to the Ronald McDonald House Charity, which is great because I'm always about fashion with a conscience. Every collection, I try and uplift the country. And when McDonald's came to me with this great opportunity, I had to grab it.
100%. Tell us about the inspiration for Norm Zamo's dress. I mean, that is a masterpiece.
Norm Zamo's dress was, I was laughing earlier, it's actually inspired by a packet of McDonald's fries. So you see, that's how crazy us designers are. We really pull rabbits out of a hat. And I wanted a big, bold statement. I really wanted tonight to really shut the runway down. And I think with Norm Zamo's beauty and her personality, she really did that so well.
And it is an absolutely stunning dress. Well done on a fantastic collection.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, if you love to win things, then you'll be super excited to know that I have got two competitions on the go that you can go and check out on heatherhook.com. You can go and click on the competitions tab and make sure to enter. So first up, I have got two sets of tickets valued at 600 Rand per set to give away to two lucky listeners for the opening night, the 8 o'clock show of a celebration of Bra Hugh Masekela, which is taking place at Joburg Theatre. And this is for the opening night on Thursday, the 3rd of May. So quite a lot is known about South African music legend Hugh Masekela, but less about his affection and contribution to the musical theatre in South Africa. And his early years found him involved in productions of African jazz and variety of road shows. And of course, the internationally acclaimed King Kong, which is Africa's first jazz opera. So as we go into celebrating Africa and Workers Month in May, this tribute will showcase some of Hugh Masekela's best-known theatrical songs and compositions, and it features contributions from some of his most loved collaborators and will shine a spotlight on South African talent, which you know I love. And there is an amazing select group of musicians who worked very closely with Hugh, as well as members of his most recent Masekela touring band. So this is set to be absolutely fantastic. If you want to book tickets to go and see this anyway, regardless of entering the competition, this is an exclusive four-performance season, which, as I said, will be taking place on the Mandela stage at Joburg Theatre from Thursday, May the 3rd to Sunday, May the 6th. If you want to enter, make sure you head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the competitions tab, and you can win a set of double tickets valued at 600 Rand for the opening night, the 8 p.m. show on Thursday, the 3rd of May. So if you love the music of Hugh Masekela, then make sure that you have entered to stand a chance to win. If you love all things magical, then you will want to win a set of double tickets to go and see Dynamo live in Pretoria, valued at 850 Rand. And that show is on the 11th of May. I'm so excited. Dynamo has walked on water across the River Thames. He has levitated in front of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro and walked down the outside of the LA Times building. And he's also predicted the Soccer World Cup outcomes and taken a trip on the side of a bus. He's a global television star, an international brand ambassador, author and stage performer, and an award-winning magician. And I am so excited for the show. I actually don't know what to do with myself. So his tour is called Seeing is Believing, live in SA. And as I said, I have one double set of tickets valued at 850 Rand to give away to one lucky reader to the Friday, the 11th of May show at Sun Arena, which is located at Times Square in Pretoria. So what you need to do is you need to head on over to heatherhook.com, click on my competitions tab, and make sure to answer the super easy question, which is you need to let me know what your favorite trick is that you're looking forward to seeing Dynamo perform when he's here in Pretoria. The competition closes on Wednesday, the 2nd of May, and the winner will be contacted via email. So keep your eyes peeled on your inbox if you have entered. That is it from me for today. I had an absolutely amazing show and I had so much fun catching up with our local fashion designers, and I am looking forward to sharing more of what's on the go in and around Joburg with you again next week. If you're on social media, please do get engaged with me. I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Don't forget to go and check out my website, heatherhook.com, and catch up on all the things that I've shared on the show today. I hope that you have an absolutely amazing rest of your day and rest of your week. And I'll be back with you early next week. Have a fantastic day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.